T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is amazing that we still get tremendous people that want to be police officers, particularly in big cities across America, but we do. And we have any number of them that I'm in contact with who are the best and the brightest. And the guy that stands up for them in the public arena is with us. The head of the FOP locally, Lodge 5, John McNesby, with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome in.
Thanks, Dom. How are you?
Very well, John. Good to talk with you again. Now, people may not remember because you've been doing what you're doing now for a while, but you're a street cop. You were engaged in that in Philadelphia. I've only done ride-alongs and, as you know, have like 5 or 6 cops in the family, but it's enough for me to know how tense it can be with traffic stops. Is that, I guess that and domestic disputes maybe, two of the hardest things for cops?
They're two of the biggest jobs or incidents where we can get involved in something. Domestic, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And most of the times you can have somebody jumping on your back as you're leaving to settle a disturbance. And traffic stops, you never know what you're walking into. So that's, you got to be cautious and you can't take it for granted. I mean, that's key. I know we do it a lot. Some officers are out there doing 6, 7, 8, 9 stops a day, legal stops, I should say, because you know, God forbid you say anything else in today's date. But they're the most dangerous things we do every day.
Yeah, without a doubt. Some busy districts, John. That number is astounding. You know, and people just think, well, okay, why do these stops then? You know, you see this. I don't know. In your position as a union guy, maybe the head protecting police interest, maybe you'd say, all right, let's see what happens if we don't do a lot of necessary traffic stops. You and I know what will happen. There'll be more chaos, more carnage, and more homicides probably.
Right. Well, we tell our officers now, just go out, do enough to protect yourselves and the community, and don't let anybody use you as a scapegoat, which they've done in the last year. You just look at guys like Dennis Wilson, Joe Bologna, guys that they left hanging out there. When they called on them, particular folks, to keep calm in the city, then they turn around and they step on your back. So that's what you get for doing your job in the city of Philadelphia for the current crew that you're working for today.
Right, which brings us to Larry Krasner. I'm pleasantly surprised to see how much traction Carlos Vega has gotten. I don't know about polling, but fundraising is one way to know it, and prominence. And again, here's a guy who is a veteran prosecutor, more on the liberal side, for want of a better term, John, you know, and he just seems, though, to be so far removed from what Krasner's done. Anybody should be able to support Carlos Vega.
Well, you would think. Just take a look every day at the shootings from all neighborhoods, not just certain neighborhoods. All ethnic backgrounds, all people of different colors, backgrounds, kids. You know, we lead the country, I believe, in kids being shot under 18. We're out with Carlos. We're trying to spread the message to our members. We're switching voters. We're raising money. We're doing everything possible to support him because this isn't an FOP issue. This isn't a police issue. This isn't a John McNesby issue. This is an issue for the city of Philadelphia. And if they don't wake the hell up, with 4 more years of this guy, you're going to every person in the city should be issued a bulletproof vest because it's bad. It has really gotten to the point where people need to wake up and see what's going on.
Well, John, you mentioned the kids, too. I remember how moving it was. A couple years ago, you were honored at our Feast of the Seven Fishes, and that's the point you went for right away. How many kids, and we're talking sometimes 4, 6, 8 years of age, have been killed? And also, we're starting to see even more of the boldness. When that shooting happened, apparently gang-related, whatever, right there at 3rd and Chestnut, right in the heart of the city and tourism, people have to understand we want every neighborhood to be protected. But when you go around right down Broadway like that and fire all those shots, it tells you there's nothing out there that's stopping us.
Well, you know why? Because there's no repercussion. There's no fear. They know that they could probably get to the bar, to court, cut a sweetheart deal, and walk right away. The airport job last week where they lost, I believe it was a mother and son, the doer on that job winds up pleading guilty to third-degree murder, I believe, in 2017, and turns around and he's out, gets sentenced to a deal, a negotiated deal for 11 and a half to 23 months for murder. When the hell did you ever hear that, for killing somebody? And he's out in 11 months. So there's no fear, zero fear of anything happening to anybody. And until we get somebody in there to restore order in the district attorney's office, it's going to continue that way. And it's making the city more dangerous.
How are you feeling? You guys went out of your way with the current police commissioner. And I got to say, John, I'm seeing a glimmer of hope here in that the lead up to this, whatever happens with this verdict in Minnesota, she's taken some actions that appear to me to be different than the previous time. And I'm hoping that she allows the police to enforce the law. Are you sensing some of that?
Well, I'm hoping that they allow the police to enforce the law, and when they do, they're not fired for doing it.
Yes.
That's my problem. That's my concern. But, I mean, she's out on scene. She's out, you know, more visible. She seems to be out supporting officers more. But at the end of the day, we'll see what happens with this verdict, because I believe no matter what happens, it's not going to be good enough, and we're going to have issues here. So I think we need to lock the city down. We need to do what we need to do. We need to back our officers, and we have to have the community support to quell whatever. I mean, there's a certain element in this city that they don't care what the verdict is. They just care that they're going to be able to walk out with TV, sneakers, whatever else they can get their hands on. So that's the bottom line. It's not, they're not people that care about George Floyd or the verdict. They're people that are out there looking for Christmas presents for next year.
John, best in parting, best way to support the police, simple stuff. We can't have these mass rallies, given how the morale and how under fire police are. And I've seen how much it means to cops up there at the FOP hall, et cetera. But we've told people, and we've had people do this, they stand at a traffic light holding up, honk if you support police, honk if you support the blue. Tell as many people as you can. When you see a cop, tell them you support him, a cup of coffee, whatever, just say hello. We have your back, particularly during this. Those are some of the best ways that I know of.
Right. I mean, the little things mean a lot. You know, when these guys and girls are out there on these hot days, which will be coming up through the summer, all from a bottled water or something, or let them use the bathroom in your house, or you know, the little things like that. You know, they sound small, but they're really big in the heart of an officer.
All right, John. Well, hopefully we'll talk before May 18th. And I dread the idea of Krasner both in the immediate, but I know a lot of police would maybe look at retirement if the worst happens and he's reelected. If not, maybe we keep them in the fold for another 5 to 10 years.
Well, listen, I think they're looking at retirement right now. The numbers for the drop, the numbers for people leaving, the number of people leaving to go to other departments is at a record rate. Meanwhile, we can't recruit the people here that we need to recruit because of that city council ordinance that they put in. So
you're talking about the one, John, about having to live in the city.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, but people aren't going to move to Philadelphia hoping they get a job. We had a great system under Ramsey, under Ross, where we went to colleges all over the country, military bases all over the country, recruited good people, and then they moved into the city. It worked well, and they screwed it all up.
Yeah, it's a big, big mistake to do that. Hey, John, thank you very much. Thanks for the time today, as always.
You got it, man. Thanks, Tom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.